When we last left Joe, and that's what we're going to call you as Joe, right?
Can we call me something else?
All right. When we last left Frank.
There we go.
Whose name has been changed to protect the innocent. He had allegedly walked in on his brother, who was allegedly sleeping with his wife, and he then allegedly left after saying F you to his brother to go to sleep with his brother, who we'll call Tom's girlfriend. Does that sound, do we get everybody up to speed now?
That's up to speed.
Okay, what happened after that?
I go to my brother's girlfriend's house.
Yes.
I give her the whole sob story. I was like, I just caught my wife in bed with another man. I didn't tell her who, but I didn't want to piss her off, because I didn't want to screw it up, right?
Wait. You had concern for your brother's relationship after watching him f*** in your wife.
No, well, if...
I got to be honest with you, Frank. This story is awful suspect, but continue.
Well, it's going to get better, I promise you.
It better.
All right.
Because so right now, this is the dry hump of adultery stories. There's no payoff to this so far.
So I give her the whole you know, sob story. Like, oh, poor me. Nuzzle up a little closer. One thing leads to another. I got it, right?
Well, this thing's starting to sound like porno now. I'm going to have to play porno music.
Right afterwards, I'm like, oh, my God, what did I do? I got to go. I left her house, right?
Okay.
I'm thinking, okay, I took care of him. Now how can I get her? Started thinking, well, her sister's kind of cute. So I go over there, and I tell her what happened. I told her, my brother was in bed with her, and it went bad. You know, and I pulled the sob story on her, too. I was like, you know, why does this always happen to me?
See, this is where the story goes awry for me. Because in the unlikely event, I believe, that you went to your brother's girlfriend's house and got her to have sex with you after telling her the sob story, the fact that you could go to, was it her sister's house or something, this is where it's starting to sound increasingly like bullshit. Like the bullshitometer is going off the scale here.
No, it's all...
Because, dude, you have got to be the Mac Daddy of all Mac Daddies. If you could hit so many other of these women, why the hell are you married?
Because I loved her.
And what did that get you?
I know. Pain, heartache.
Oh, God, you're not coming out of the closet, are you? Oh, God, why does everyone always come out to me?
I should listen to all my best friends when they said, don't do it. Don't get married.
So,
I get over to my wife's sister's house.
Okay.
Tell her that I caught my wife in bed with my brother, and as I'm fat, and she's like, oh, that bitch. How could she do that to you after everything you've done for her? I said, yeah, why does it always happen to good guys? Good guys always finish last. So I know.
Yeah, you're a good guy because you just went and allegedly banged your brother's girlfriend, right? So you're a good guy.
I'm a great guy.
I just want to make sure we're figuring out who the good guy and who the bad guy is here.
So I got her done, right?
Got her done. What was it? We were reading a book? Rolling up a newspaper? Cleaning the cat box? I got her done. The good part about it is you're not getting into those details because I can't say those on the radio anyway.
Right.
So where's the money shot here?
So I go back to my house, right? My brother's gone. My wife's inside crying, sobbing, the whole nine yards. So I sat down in front of her and I said, listen, we've been married 6 years and this is what you do to me.
Oh, she got the 7-year itch.
Yeah, I said I went to college.
Or in your case, the 7-year bitch.
I said I put my life on hold, put my family on hold, put everything on hold so I can create a better life for the two of us.
Wow, you remind me of, like, the father on Eight is Enough. You're like Mr. Bradford.
Because I have to be. I have to stay calm, because if I don't, I'm Italian and I have a real bad temper.
You might have to choke a bitch.
Exactly. So I have to stay calm and smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yeah, because nothing says calm like nicotine.
I said, honey, listen.
You called her honey?
Yeah.
Honey.
I was smiling.
Dude, come on.
I swear.
How am I supposed to buy this?
I swear on the Rock's reputation. I swear.
Well, I wouldn't exactly put that. We're not exactly the most upstanding members of the community.
But I will tell you one thing. I do have a bit of a black eye. Because after I told her what happened, she just went, oh my God, ape. She was swinging, slapping, punching, clawing. I got a big old fingernail claw on my chest.
You know, usually you have to pay extra for that, Cotton.
I know, but I got it all free. Cops got called. They come out, and they're like, what's going on? I said, caught my wife in bed with my brother, and she goes crazy. I get arrested.
Wait, hold the phone. You took me away from a Swedish girly girl and her paralyzed but trusting cousin for this?
And that's it. And, oh, wait, she did, well, I don't think she knows yet, but half of my bail to get out came out of her checking account.
Well, that's what marriage is all about, sharing.
And I was on time to work this morning, too.
That's just beautiful. You guys, congratulations. I love it when young love works out.
So now I'm heading home, and And she better have at least over half of her stuff out of my house, because I never want to see her again. Am I a brother? I'm going to talk to him tonight. I haven't seen him yet, because I want to get him one-on-one.
Yeah, you guys should sit down and have a little chat. Maybe get some of that Taster's Choice coffee and have a moment.
I just want to find out why he did it to me. What happened to get that? Why?
Let me tell you what Neanderthal would have done in that situation.
What would Neanderthal do?
Neanderthal, when he walked in and caught his wife with another man, especially his brother, would have snapped his brother's neck while still being on top of his wife, soon-to-be ex-wife.
And then he'd get arrested for murder.
Justifiable homicide. You claim T.I.
He's my brother. I can't.
Yes, you can. He's not your brother. He's a scumbag for banging your wife.
He'll get his tonight.
He's a scumbag. I don't mean to speak ill of your family, but it sounds like your family's got some problems, bro.
Oh, we are dysfunctional.
You think? Well, thank you for the update, and that story was very heartwarming.
Hey, can I have some tickets?
No.
Oh.
This whole story was for you to try and scam me tickets.
Cop to the fact
that you made all of this up to try and get tickets.
No.
If you admit it, I will give you tickets.
No, I can't. I can't lie. No, I can't.
That's good, because I was going to not give you tickets. I would have lied to you.
Now, what if I had my brother call you? No.
What is this, Family Feud now? No.
It's over. A lot of people in the audience look pissed.